Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you do. It's what you see. I know if I'm haunting you, you must be haunting me. It's where we go. It's where we'll be. I know if I'm on to you, I'm on to you, on to you, you must be on to me.
You must be on to me. You must be on to me.
I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn star, so God.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us.
About us.
You as real as they come.
But you would rather be on them drugs.
And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You blow that well. Where that throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't ask me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out. Then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no.
If you want me to, I would sacrifice and set the world on fire for you. If you want me to, I would cross the ocean floor to prove my love for you. If you tell me so, the space you need attention from me, I would give it to you. If you want me to, just say the word, I'll go to war, I'll kill for you.
Whatever you want from me, whatever you need from me,
it's already yours, girl, you got it.
Whatever you want from me,
whatever. whatever you need from me. You don't even have to ask. If you want me to, I'll keep your secrets, hold your fears, protect your heart for you. If you want me to, I'll take my time and learn your body, every part of you. If you tell me so, I'll touch your soul, cause this is spiritual. I wanna be close to you. If you want me to, just say the word, I'll go to war, I'll kill for you.
Whatever you want from me, whatever you need from me,
it's already yours, girl, you got it. Hey, baby,
whatever you want from me,
whatever
you need from me,
you don't even have to ask.
Taking over. Good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. This is the Erotic Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1 to join us. We'd love you to. Before I go any further, I got to give a thanks and a shout-out to a person who is a very, very good friend of mine, but he is also not just the CEO of Epiphany Radio. He is the CEO of Raw Links. Diva, I got mine on. You got yours on?
Absolutely.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. Author Larry Maddox. And you can acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry that I speak of over at Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get yours. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Oh, Diva, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing. I am. I'm in the mood for
right.
some good conversation and some erotic poetry.
Mm.
How about you?
Mm. I'm sure ready for some.
I know that's right.
I'm sure
ready. That's right. Absolutely. This off. I got. Couple pieces. I'll spit this one. I don't think any of them are titled, but they're still pieces nonetheless.
All right.
Would you like to kick?
Well, I'm going to step back. Hey, look, I'm going to step back and I'm going to put the spotlight on you. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. You claim that in your head you know every inch of me. That there isn't one part you haven't explored of my body. Well, with that, you piqued my deepest curiosity. So tell me what we did last night. Do you like the softness of my lips, or do you love the softness of my lips? How did you feel when I surrendered to how you felt, feeling me, feeling you, feeling me? Did I close my eyes when you flicked my nipples with the tip of your tongue on these large brown areolas? When you bit me, did my moan sound slightly like your name, or did it softly linger like this? From the pleasurable pain. Did my clit swell within the fold of your tongue? Did I flow like a waterfall or melt like chocolate in your mouth when I came? What do I taste like? Does it linger on your lips as you awaken, or does it bother you that the taste of me can't be taken with you in your conscious state? See, the truth is, if I let you in like that, would you kiss my longing and satisfy the anticipation of my throbbing to claim what's yours, leaving finger sketches of our passionate dances on my soul? See, I want our pulses aligned, heartbeat, so tightly intertwined, our connection is unbreakable. Deeper than the Mariana Trench, I'm talking at cavernous depths, free of abandonment. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you sure you want to swim in my waters? Because knowing my body like that is a luxury and a beautiful struggle the same damn time. Luxury, because of the endless feminine softness and comfort designed only for man to enjoy and understand. A beautiful struggle, because my need for him is all-encompassing, so he's always longing for me. I don't think you really know every inch of me, because if you really did, how our connection will be. But I'll leave you to your little fantasy. I messed that piece.
Diva, let me tell you, I got stuck all that tasting and the chocolate and the ooh. And I said, like, oh, goodness. Somebody's in trouble. Whenever it happens, somebody's deep.
Thank you, girl. I appreciate
it's like,
that.
Look, it's like interview, you know, and then you mentioned the Mariana Trench. I'm like, now, wait a minute. This is some deep love going on here. Everywhere.
Yeah,
they got to know you for every piece of it. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Well, dang. My pieces are short tonight. Wow.
That's all right. That's all right, girls. You act like we don't appreciate it when you get on that mic and spit, man. I'm going to hand it to you. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. It seemed he knew just where to touch me, where to lick to make the goosebumps run up and down my body, making me tremble. He whispered he loved me. Suddenly, it seemed I was someone I didn't know, yet the face I did resemble. As he explored me, my hunger began. I reciprocated, never hesitated, because I wanted him. I told him to stand up. He stood, and my mouth started to speak. His chest, nipples, I did tweak. I secretly smiled. He was mine now. As I did him, his knees went weak. I pushed him on the bed, took a bow. Then I took him on a natural high, straight to the stars. He grabbed me, then sank into the black hole. It sucked him until our zenith hit. We floated in the afterglow from the light of the moon. And I hoped we'd hit another natural high real soon. And that's that piece.
Well, you know what? Giving control like that to a man, that's a deeper shade of trust and desire.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I really, really do. Because a guy, you know, when you give control to a guy like that, he's special. He's in your skin. And, oh,
mm-hmm.
Lord. I like that piece, David. And my pieces are short tonight. Guess what? It could be two lines and still be very, very profound. So that was nice. That was nice. But you know I'm a fan anyway. But I got a song for both of our pieces. Now how about I play this for?
All right.
You like? Don't be scared, come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh? Look. Baby, no time for games, no rules to play. Hope you've been thinking about the same.
make my knees weak. No time for games, no rules to play. Hope you've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. It's been nice, but it's time
to show love what we're made of.
No time for games, no rules to play. Hope you want me in the same way.
Anytime I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love.
I can't even sleep at night,
all I dream about is making love.
Things I see when you're inside of me, they keep my mind going crazy. I can't even think at night,
all I dream about is making love. Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want it? I'm about to like that. Do you want it? No lover, please.
Welcome back. Diva, tell me something.
Yeah.
How do you feel about relinquishing control to that man, that special man? Does it turn you on even more? I'm talking strictly in the bedroom. Does it turn you on even more, or do you feel as though it's a turn on for him more so?
Well, now in my new situation, I love the relinquished control. And I think I've always been sort of a submissive. And at this point, that's exactly what my husband likes. So so now I find it easy. I think in my past, I would have been a switch. Like, I want some control, and then at times I let him take control, but I think I'll just go ahead and relinquish, just get the reins on. I'm good.
Okay. Me, personally, when I'm intimate like that, I like to relinquish control. Because, you know, in life, we in our daily life, we try to keep control of everything that we have to do. You know, we need order in our lives. And In the bedroom is the one place, it's my sanctuary, and that's the one place where I can completely relax with that special guy. And it just,
yeah.
I really don't think too much. I think I might be a little bit selfish because I don't think about him. I do feel his energy, and that lets me know that he's enjoying me. But the release is more so for me, because it just, sometimes you want to just let go. You want somebody else to take the reins, and in the bedroom is the perfect place for me to do
absolutely.
So.
Oh, I agree with you.
You know?
Oh, I do agree with you there, Diva. I do agree with you.
Okay.
You're right.
It makes a big difference.
I've controlled things for so long, and, you know, being independent, you know, I've always, like, I'm in charge here. I got this. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
finally, it just, whoo, I don't have to have it. I'm good. Because I know I'm going to be taken care of. That's what I like the most.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really don't see any hands up, but I do have another piece. The show will go on.
All right.
So,
absolutely.
If you're ready.
As I.
I'm ready.
I'm ready, girl.
Right. Okay. So this is called Affirmations of Life. And yes, this is a short piece. Oh, before I get started, ladies and gentlemen that are listening to the show, this is open mic tonight, but we do want you to bring us your erotic pieces. So back to my piece. In a dimly lit room. Sorry. In a room dimly lit by embers and flames of a fireplace, the sound from crackling wood of burning logs, he sits patient with a deep anxiousness, watching her walk to him. When she reaches him, looking in his eyes, she places a hand on each of his broad shoulders and straddles, sliding slowly down, allowing him to enter her. And she deeply inhales with her eyes closed from the feel of ecstasy he's inserting. Tells her, I would fall in love with you as often as I could. Just say yes. And as he places kisses on her neck and lips and cheek, holding her tightly, they can feel their souls in a passionate embrace, and he breathes whispered affirmations of life to her body in his native tongue. And that's their piece.
Ooh. Mm. Now, see, that last line is always that last line, okay? It is always that last line. Anyway.
You know what? You know what I do?
Mm.
I'm in my head when I'm writing. When I get in this, you know, this is my thing, writing erotica. And I'm in my head picturing all of this before my pen even touches paper or my fingers touch the keyboard.
Right.
I'm seeing this.
Right.
So I hurry up and I start jotting it down. And before I know it, it's turned into a piece from my fantasy world. So.
I hear
Diva,
that. Wow.
I know you got another piece for us because this is what we do, baby. So whenever you're ready,
yeah.
The mic is yours.
Ooh-wee. All right. Let's see. All right, this piece is untitled. I couldn't sleep. My mind couldn't rest because my body was drenched in your purple rain. It began with a kiss on your tip, went deeper as you grabbed my hips, teased my tongue with a little pre-cum. Then while on my knees, you called me the beautiful one. As I looked in your eyes waiting, you said I would die for you. Lifted me then proceeded to make love to me. I didn't know whether to be darling Nikki or vanity. But I lay, willing and wet, with the anticipation of all the things you were going to do to me. Your tongue dipped, licked, made me skeet. Oh, my God, I moaned as my hips fucked up. And I knew I was about to get fucked up. And our juices were going to wet the sheet. So I decided to be me, turned him over and took a ride. Fingers dug in my ass. But I took him like a boss, like a nasty girl with class. He loved me soaking wet, and coming for us both was imminent. And suddenly my back arched. My core was overstimulated, and our lovemaking went faster and faster until our climax. And we were both left panting and spent. That's that piece.
Damn. It's something about when you talk about him taking you. It's just, you say it with such intention, and I'm like, ooh, I got to sit up, make me arch my back, because it's something about your energy in those words right there, that phrase right there. Anytime you talk about how he takes you, or how he touches you, it just, it gets to me. I'm like, well, damn. Sheesh. I like it.
Well, now, poetry does, right, Diva?
Oh, my Lord. Yes, it does. But speaking of poetry, I got a song for us, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to open up this mic to this first caller. Is that all right with you?
All right. Quite fine.
Be too grown to be famous. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from. You can start up on the floor.
Take my time as I swim on in your ocean.
Eva, you know I love that song now.
I apologize, Diva. I had pressed the button, but it was a delayed start, and I couldn't stop it. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs, too, girl. Make me have certain thoughts. So, how about we open up this microphone to our first caller, and you see what this is? This is our baby Diva.
All right.
Essentially, Janice. Hey, Janice, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Dave?
Hey, I am doing well. How are you two?
Good. You sounding better. You sounding much better.
I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
Well, that's what's up.
Beautiful piece of silver. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. I want to ask you the question that I asked my diva, though. You missed it?
I did. I'm listening.
Okay. This is open mic, but I still want to just, I want to ask the question because I'm curious what's in people's minds. First off, this is a two-part question. Do you relinquish control in the bedroom? And how does it make you feel?
I do relinquish control. But that's more so in line with my personality. You know, I'm not really domineering like that. And the way I feel is, you know, safe. Honestly, like, if I'm with you, it's because you make me feel safe. So relinquishing control isn't something that, you know, unsettles me. That's actually what's natural for me.
Okay. Awesome. Do you think about how it may make him feel, or that's just, like you said, just the natural part of your personality?
Good question. I have not consciously given that thought, but I don't know. That's a good question. I could see having that conversation, and I would just come right out and ask, to be honest. But I haven't had a chance to have that conversation, to be honest, or I have not consciously given that thought, and it is what comes naturally. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. Okay. Well, thank you for that insight. Now, what did you bring? And I haven't said this in a while. I'm so glad I'm back to say it. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because we already know how you do. Your pieces are mesmerizing. They are.
I have a little something. I do have a little something. This is something that I wrote a few weeks ago. And I hope you enjoy.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this is Essentially. Take this off the speaker. There we go. I recite to him topless while he rests between my legs, responding to my cadence with slight nods of approval. His locks tickle me, prompting these pauses, his lips brushing my thighs, disrupting these lines I thought I'd memorize in my secrets, reciting them back to me, punctuating silences with sounds of pleasure. I think that's me, this voice blending with his in collaboration. Those sensations have me writhing in freestyle, explaining how the beauty of my presence is essentially everything he's ever going to need. He maintains eye contact in moments I find enlightening. He sees the depth in my eyes, holds my gaze with intention. He sets me free, styles these moments spent with me as if they're poetry. Essentially.
See what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You see what I'm talking about? He just does it for me every time. Every time. I just, Lord, you get
captivated. This was a favorite. This was a new
it's
favorite.
Like, oh, well, you know what? Every one of your pieces become a favorite of mine because there isn't one thing that I don't like. I enjoy every word that you say,
mm-hmm.
and the sound of your
exactly.
voice. It's soft, but it's a little raspy, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it just captivates. You still got just a little tiny bit of it, even when you're in your normal voice. It's just a little tiny bit of raspiness, and that's yeah. just part of what makes it so unique and so. So
mm-hmm.
just it's just good to listen to.
I do agree.
I am such a fan of yours, yo. I'm telling you, I am. I'm a super fan. Your voice draws me in, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I told you. I told you a long time ago. I can picture the scene. You set the scene with the
yes.
first line.
Yes, she does.
And
mm-hmm.
no matter what you're talking
Guess
about,
that
I can
came
see
from.
It. Can...
Well, that came from a meme.
It's
that
okay.
Meme.
We are. Look,
yes, I was like, I want to write
yeah.
that.
I know
no
that's
where
right.
It came
I know
from.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
Yes. I'm telling you, it could be it could be someone's
mm-hmm.
eyes, it could be the way they walk,
mm-hmm.
it could be a smell that hits you, but I
mm-hmm.
see the whole scene. I'm like there. You spit a piece
mm-hmm.
a while ago, I think it was about a year ago, about being outside and there, I don't know if it was a park bench or something, but I saw birds flying overhead. I could hear them in the trees. I could smell the air. I could hear people walking on the street by you.
Awesome.
And I was sitting on the bench. I don't remember what the name of that piece was, but I was there. And that's what your pieces do for me every single time.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that so, so much. That's the goal, right? You want somebody to
Absolutely.
See what you see.
You know what
Absolutely.
It is. And you know what? Every time you spit, Janice, I feel like I'm floating in the air or something. I mean, that's how your voice takes me. It's like a area of calm, and then it's sensuousness, and then it's sexiness all built
uh-huh.
up in one, and I'm floating all over the place, and I'm just thinking about you are my starship every time you say because
oh
there,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, it's just
Absolutely.
A romantic piece, and
yeah,
and I just I do I'm like my Bieber. I just I'm floating each and every time, and I see it. So that's you know that's exactly right. That's what poetry does. It helps us see. It helps us
mm-hmm.
realize. It educates. It edifies. You know, it clarifies.
Right.
It does a lot of things. So it's
mm-hmm.
a good thing.
Absolutely. Oh, man. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece. And before I send you over to it's still the Love Lounge. We're going to still keep it as the Love Lounge. You know, we got Kalinda over there. She kind of missing our station manager because that's kind of her man. We're going to send you over there. But I got a song. I got a song for you for that.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the space, lady. One love, one life.
One love, love, one life.
Almost missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. We love you, too. This is the Erotic Love Zone. Leva. That piece she did,
mm-hmm.
I'm such a fan of hers. I'm trying to tell you.
I know, right?
Truly, truly.
Hey.
My goodness.
She's the one. She is it, I'm telling you.
Yes, she is. Well, I'll tell you what. I got another piece.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear it.
Right. And I'm always ready to hear. Look, I'm a fan of yours too, Diva. So the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Soul Dancer. When he asked me, have you ever shared space with a cosmic soul dancer? Seen a star up close enough to hold it in your hand and paint with its dust? I told him that I fall in love too easily, so I stay away. He said, the soul is the deepest you can get, so come with me and let soul travel. I told him again, I fall in love too easily, so I stay away. Let me taste you and allow the flavor of you to find its way through the maze of my taste buds until you release your soul to my mouth. I want to know what the taste of the stress of your day is like so I can put forth that extra effort to remove it. I will drink deep all of you. And as I fuck you with slow, deep strokes, touching the light within, kissing you, allowing you the pleasure of tasting what I have, your moans will carry my name as if summoning from a distance more and more of this pure passion I release. Each of your tears of joy through ecstasy, we will have reached the highest of highs. Be clear, this is an inescapable pleasure. I will straddle your soul with my fire, setting it ablaze and keeping it in ecstasy over and over and over, because my desire for you will always go beyond just your body. I am soul food. I am your soul dancer. And that's that piece.
Ooh. You know, every time I hear that piece, I seem to be drawn under, you know, a little more each time because it's like, ooh. it's like,
I like that.
I know,
like,
right?
That. That reminds me of Campbell's slogan. Mm-mm, good.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. The diva. What, mm-hmm. You know what? I think you hiding another piece somewhere on you.
Okay.
And we want to hear it. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Well, since the subject came up of him leading, I'm going to spit, I let him lead me. I got caught up in his kiss, his embrace. He knew I loved him. He didn't tease me. He only wanted to please me. Yet, I let him lead me into ecstasy. I thought I had him, mind, body, and soul. Making him moan and writhe. Yet, what he was doing to me had me floating in a time and space. Goosebumps ran amok, making me tremble. I was being made love to, and all I can do was hang on to him as he laved my body with his tongue. I grew hoarse between moaning and screaming. I barely heard him asking, do you want me to take it? I acquiesced quickly because he had me before he asked. I let him take me higher and deeper until I hit climax and collapsed. Then he lifted me and said, more. I didn't think I had more to give until he thrust it into me, making my honey pot overflow. He withdrew to taste me. I came again as he held me. Damn, I thought I had him flying. Was I lying? Oh, my God, he had me sighing because he took me deeper deeper into ecstasy. I let him lead me as he proceeded to feed me. I felt myself drip. I let him lead me further. I got caught up as he touched the curve of my hip, and I fell helpless, completely under his spell, and I came. And that's that piece.
He withdrew to taste me. Oh, shit. Yeah, that part right there. I heard the rest of the poem, but that part right there is what capped it. It just like made me pause and be like, I love when he does that to me. Gets excited sometimes, can't help myself. Woo,
hey,
girl, that's
right
there.
Girl.
Ooh, I got a song for that one. I got a song for that. Woo. Would you mind?
Go on, girl. Oh, hell. Heck no.
Promise that you won't kiss and tell. I'm for real. I wanna give you a supply. How it feels when your heart's beating fast. It's what drips off your body.
Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. We'd love you too. Diva, I am, you know what? I see callers, but I don't see hands up, except for our one baby diva, which is cool, but you know what? I'm still enjoying this because we get to sit back and forth here, and it's been a minute for me because I've been going through some things, and I had to fall back from everything, and now that I'm back on the air, man, it feels good. It's like it's a different part of the world for me in here, and I love it because I missed my poetry family. I mean, I looked at y'all, you know, online and everything, but to actually engage you in conversation again and be on here, y'all know I love being radio. I love hosting. I love helping, all of that. And I'm just, man, I'm just, can I say elated? Can I say that?
Yes, you did.
And this is open mic. You know, with this being open mic, we can just get off the top of our heads if you want, even though I can't do that. I'm just not a freestylist.
No.
You know, I'm a poet that I consider to be part of the elite poets, which I have quite a few that I put up there on that pedestal. I said that to him once, and he was like, shit, it ain't nothing but talking. And I said, I cannot freestyle. That was his it ain't nothing but talking.
Right.
Okay, but I just if I try to, see, my thing is I'll try to do it, and that's where I'll go wrong. If I just naturally start being the natural chatterbox that I am, it'll probably flow for me, but I just, it won't happen for me. But I do have another piece if you'd like to hear. I don't know how erotic it is, but it's a piece. All right. So, is the mic mine?
Yeah, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This is called I Am Breathing Life, Breathing in Life. The life he speaks into me every time he's in my presence. He has adorned my soul with peace and seduced the universe within me. Like the coverage of petals of roses that fall just because they know, with each gentle placement, their presence adorns the ground with beautiful change. I am breathing in life. Like the fact that seasons know the secrets of why change is inevitable to make room for growth. Just as nature keeps the purity in its delicate balance, untainted and unstoppable. I am breathing in life, the life he breathes into me from his positive attitude and amazing outlook on life, daily. Because not only did he teach me how to locate the switch that turned on my light, his light shines through and all around me. I'm breathing in life. And if I never get another chance to be with him, I wouldn't even be upset. Because he put a permanent sparkle in my eyes, a shine in my cheeks, smile in my heart, and the gift of pure love. I am breathing in life. That's that piece.
Ooh, I love that. Now, see, you done jumped off the erotic bandwagon for just 2 seconds.
No, right.
And here I come with all the bedtime stories, and after 10 o'clock stuff, you know.
That's all right. I can find some eroticism for you.
I know you can,
girl.
Hey, look,
just bring it. Just bring it. Give it. We waiting for you. So whenever you ready, the mic is yours. Yeah.
All right. This piece is called Through Seduction. There's a fire already going, a blanket in the middle of the floor. I'm in my sexy lingerie when you walk through the door. A bucket of champagne is in the center with every berry one could name. Tonight is our night. Your body is my playground. I have no shame. No matter how the week was or how tired you seem to be, you like the fact I make the effort, and that makes you love me more than we've ever seen. It's more than a notion, a dream. Maybe about to be one of the greatest stories ever told. This is my seduction. Our song comes on, kissing softly as we slow drag, looking in each other's eyes. You suddenly slide my arms behind my back and start kissing. Ooh, licking my neck. Wait, who's seducing who? As goosebumps travel up and down my arms, you know what you're doing. I'm surrendering to your charms. I softly moan. You laugh a little. You love my responses to everything you do. As the song ends, you whisper, I love you. I say softly, I love you too. Then my hand you take, and I think of the love we're about to make, and let you believe this seduction was your idea. That's that piece.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That was delicious. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I loved it. And I got another song if you'd like to hear it.
All right.
Here you go.
Come and give me what I've been waiting on. Ooh, your lips are pressed against it. I can't resist you, don't you? Oh, don't you? Ooh, just come and get a bit closer. Take it all, baby, I need it. Center, don't wait for no one, so come on now. Make it whatever you want. It's one night or forever right now. Could you tell me how I'll make you?
You got my heart skipping me. You got me breathing all the time. How you freaking, baby.
Baby, you know it's so nice.
Now I need to shake and now I'm biting the sheet. You're loving me so dumb, boy, so deep. You be freaking, freaking, baby.
Kissing me, yeah. Let me get you over here, and you could leave me where. There's nothing I wouldn't do to you tonight.
Oh, just go all the way with it. Lose control and stay with it.
Take it, girl. No, you can't take it, girl.
Oh, make it whenever you want. It's one night or forever.
Oh,
right now,
oh,
to tell you how
yeah.
to make you.
Make it feel so right.
Make
it feel.
Oh yeah.
I need you.
Baby,
do it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Diva, 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 these pieces that we spent are taking me back. Ooh, I can't sit it. And I got another one. You got me just going through my archives, just like, oh, I remember this one.
Right? I know that's right.
Are you enjoying yourself as much as I am? It sure is.
Absolutely.
It sure is. You want to give us a rundown for the week?
Oh, absolutely.
The mic is yours.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday evening will be the Get Down with the host Poetic and J-Rob, the Wise Son. On Friday is that to be announced. Saturday will be Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra. Sunday is the Inspiration Factory with host Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspirations and Alonzo. Monday is Kings and Queens Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. On Tuesday evening will be one of many of Mojave's shows. I don't know as which one is it yet. And Wednesday will be right back in session in the Erotic Love Zone with my bedroom-voiced diva, La Perla Negra, and myself. All right, Diva, back to us.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Bedroom voice. Ooh, all right. That'll work for me. Absolutely. All right, so I found another piece. Let me see. This is called He Makes Me Cream. And squirm and scream and squirt and moan. Because he pleasures me into an ecstasy so high, he touches the core of my soul. The feel of his hands caressing my skin makes me tremble as if a gentle wind of the night whispering my name in my ear. When he slides them down between my thighs to play and throwing them around in my creamy chocolate star, just the right mixture for his lips to kiss and tongue to lick. Sending me into a frenzied madness of unknown language, I will forever chant at the thought of his kisses. The pounding of his flesh flapping against mine has awakened sounds in me only the distance of boundless shadows echo out. He gives me beautiful chaos for every cell in my body as my screams through climax sweep the air with my legs up receiving the deepest thrust. Start to calm to softened moans and slowed, passionate hugs and softly whispered words of, I love you, I do. I love you too. And that's their piece. Woo! Damn.
was gonna say, woo hoo hoo.
That was good. All right. All the way I was. I wrote that.
Okay. I know, right? Thank you. You know what?
Girl.
I'm glad I was on mute because I all through that piece. I so did.
That is what I was talking about. So, I know that you have something else delicious for us to listen to. So,
you know what?
I'm gonna move out the way.
I do.
You do.
Before you move out of the way, before you move out of the way, I'm going to let you choose the piece. How about foreplay or bedtime story?
You know what? I haven't had any foreplay in so long.
All right. No problem.
It's yours.
Thank you. Our foreplay starts in the day. I know what you're thinking. You don't have to be drinking to get the high we share, to bring each other off with care. My slit is already slick, anticipating your sick. But I'll start with my caramel girls. I will tell you of how I feel them. My nipples I tweak. I have to be careful of my shields, but while moaning, I'll try to speak. Because I'm going to penetrate your mind, going into the folds of your brain, just as my fingers dive into my lower lips. But not yet. Wanna bet? As the dusk turns to night, night turns into dawn, you will have come so hard, you'll probably try to stifle a yarn. Because I'm just that greeting. My flower is just that need. I will mentally drain you, leave you wanting me badly, begging to give us a try. Now make it nasty. Foreplay like this will never be classy. So tell me how you stroke it. Because it's all about foreplay and all that sensual shit. That's that piece.
Man, I'm over here talking and the important music. Damn. Ooh, yes. Give me that foreplay. Ooh, girl, you ain't even got to touch me. Just play with my mind. Make me feel it there first, and everything will just trickle. Damn. I love me. Yes. I think I got a song for that, too. Well, it's a song anyway.
You just might.
We're gonna play this song and then we're gonna open up this next caller's microphone. How about that?
All right.
There's a meeting in my bed, in my bed.
Dinner removed, okay, we through, but I ain't finished yet. Can I slide with you? Spend the night with you? Just let me write, and it keep dripping from my signature. I feel like your body inspired my intentions. We left the squad hanging, it's only time with us. You know I vibe different, cause you know my mind different. Her eyes saying my room, her body saying heaven, no lie.
Tell me what you want, I go repeat. Tell me what you need, I go deep, deep. When I fall in love, I go deep, deep. You can copy that like it's easy. You look like you need proper. Come get this vitamin D power, proper. Be ready to start when I reach it, yeah. I go eat it up, I know vegan, yeah. I make that thing go wild. I go make that thing run water. I go make you sing my song. There's a meeting in my bed. In my bed. There's a meeting in my bed. In my bed. There's a meeting in my bed. My bed. There's a in my bed, oh na 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 na.
Time to bury peace like that. Press it down for breeze like that. I be on my knees for that. Ah, oh, you touch my soul like Sunday. I touch your feet, beat it from way. Everything you need, no pop. Call me when you need, pop, pop. Ah, I make that thing go wild. I gon' make that thing run wild. I gon' make you sing my song. There's a meaning in my bed. In my bed. There's a meaning in my bed.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm getting excited. I see some power in here that's just
happening
in a certain kind of way. Are you ready to open up this microphone? Is you ready, Diva?
I think, you know what, Diva? I think I better take a sip of my water before you open up that mic. I got a feeling I'm going to be messed up, but go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Poetic.
Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. Hey,
Adrian. Hey, Lord.
Hey, Danielle.
Okay, all right, I'm coming back down to earth. I got to bring myself back down to earth. Lordy, 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 I'm here from here. You's mad, woman. You got somebody at home. I got to calm down. Yeah, Poetic. Oh, Lord, I just heard Kalinda give a big exhale. She thought you weren't going to be here tonight. But anyway, tonight is open mic, darling. So, and you do not disappoint. We know you brought
not
something to us for us to listen to tonight. I know you did.
Mm.
I know you did. So, I'm almost afraid to ask. I'm almost afraid to give you the microphone, but I have no choice. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Before I date your body, let me date your thoughts so I can order the appetizer of significance. So I know with you I truly have a chance. Not only do I have whipped cream desires where you're my apple pie, I also know that in your ambiance there's peace like the night sky. You move in such a way that makes me drawn to you so I can say your silhouette moving to the sound of the moon drives me crazy, and soon I will say something swoonable, hoping you're able to help me undress the thoughts that had become negative and give me your love sedative, intoxicate me with your optic synopsis. So deep in my core there can be a metamorphosis that channels the inner boy in me to become a man while making you my woman. And my urge is for another, digs its own grave under a cemented tarp cover, never to be unearthed. And this passion we birth, like a jazz sax, bring the bridge to climax, and we discover a love unlike no, a love created by we, built upon we, motivated by we, administered by we. One more chance with you is all I need. Please don't make me beg, but I don't mind showing you my greed. Now, can I penetrate your hypothalamus? Make your legs shake in your nucleus. while I kiss your lips and caress you with my fingertips. From the mind of Poetic.
Lord, have mercy.
You see what I'm talking about?
Can I just say something?
Yeah, me
I need
too.
To say one thing. I hate whipped cream, but you know what? I might give it a whirl after tonight. Hey, I kind of got stuck. Okay.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm like, wait a minute. It sounded real good. I'm trying to tell you. Suck a little.
Ooh. Mm. You know what? You know what? I am not a fan of Cool Whip, but I like Ready Whip. It's the kind that you shake up in the can and you spray on. That's my thing. I am definitely a fan of whipped cream, but Lord have mercy. I need some water. Here's my bottle.
No, I keep mine on hand because I know what's coming.
I should know better. I should have had mine when I first seen his number pop up. But it's all good. I'll recover eventually. That was absolutely delicious. When I read this piece, I was sitting here like, well, damn.
That's
that
why
I'm word with cream, I'm like, really? You ever read one of his pieces and just have to read it over again just to make sure?
One more time. Yeah, exactly.
Because he does that all the time. Child, Lord, that was absolutely delicious, delicious. Thank you for that, Poetic. Before we let you go over there and escape to the Love Lounge, could you please tell everybody what you got going on in the universe, in the world of Epiphany? My words is messed up.
Can't get
stuck there. I'm trying.
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join J-Rob the Wise Son and yours truly Poetic tomorrow night on the Get Down. We kind of made it a little simple. Ladies, how do you pick them up? And fellas, what is your best pickup line? So come through. Hang out with us.
Okay. I'm glad you said that last part because I was going so well with the how do you pick them up part.
Yeah,
you know how I am.
The details will be in the event page where J-Rob will invite everyone soon. So I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. All right, Poetic. Thank you very much.
He's coming right now.
Please go on
yes,
over the air.
Yes, baby. I've had a rough week. I'm on my way, baby, because I need some Kalinda therapy.
I'm doing it right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One
love, one
mic. Girl. Eva.
I always have to gather myself, but it don't make no difference if I try to gather myself because I'm about to fall all apart again because of this next poet that's coming up here. And before I open his mic, Diva, he requested, almost demanded that we give another name to him because somebody else, we can't be calling him, you know, both our New York Johns are New York Johns. So we got to give him a different
name. Wait a minute. What
name.
About the poet laureate?
Yeah.
He's my poet laureate.
He said that's just so 2022.
Well, dude.
So we got to put our heads together, Diva, and find something else
to
call him. But for now, I'm going to just call him J-Rob, why, son? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Lord, I'm all messed up. It ain't Poetic Therapy. What is this? wait. This is the erotic love zone. I'm all discombobulated, see? You see feeling when you let creative, you let a poet, like poetic on the mic, he just come in here and just like things just go haywire in certain places.
Wow, you'll get like this of a poetic. That's LSD.
Well, now
I tell you,
I'm still intact.
Tell him, Diva, tell him.
See, when you come along, then I find myself swooning. So now, you're not exempt, sir. You come along and play too.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But anyway, uh-huh. I can't wait until we come up with a good name for you, J-Rob.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
But I'm ready. But I'm ready for you. I'm ready. Let me take a sip of water.
I love it when you'll call me the Chocolate Boy Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl. How about, let's see, is that going to stick, the Chocolate Boy Wonder? Is that what you
want? Oh, it should stay.
I like that, too. I like that. The Chocolate Boy Wonder.
Y'all can say coming next to the mic is Dark Gable. Y'all can
Ooh.
Say the Chocolate Boy Wonder.
How about we introduce you like this? Coming to the microphone is Chocolate Boy Wonder, our very own Dark Gable. Welcome to the Erotic Love Show.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Say just like that, but put the word the in front of Chocolate Boy Wonder. Y'all can say coming to the mic is the Chocolate Boy Wonder. Dark Gable himself.
Chocolate Boy Wonder. Oh, okay. All right.
Mental note.
The reason why letters gather around to listen to exactly what's coming up next, because they want to be used in whatever poetry he writes.
You know what?
Chocolate Earth Energy.
I'm turning a spotlight on him.
It's the Chocolate Earth Angel.
That. What you doing about it, Diva? Ooh.
So,
what?
So I have a question. What is the theme for this evening?
Oh, it's open mic.
Oh, it's
baby.
Open mic.
That's all.
What?
Oh, shit. Okay, you can take that little mad scientist class. You can give us whatever
I'm totally kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all have liked that chocolate boudoir poetry.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Now I
got to
come up with something new. There's actually 25 of those pieces. But now I got to go in a different direction and hopefully let y'all remember what Slow Jams was really about and what it was like to wait for the last song of the night and that person that you was really into got a chance to ask you for a dance at the end of the night. So that's where we're taking this poetry. And that's what the next phase of poetry is about to be. The next phase is going to be the Slow Jam series.
So. Oh. Oh,
Chocolate Dreams and Slow Dance. Chocolate Dreams and Slow Jams, that's where we're going. So if y'all ready, let me give you what this is.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Baby, what do I need to do? No, seriously, what do I need to do to get you to understand that you are the single most important romantic gesture I could ever have to want to make happy? Listen, can you hear the music? You see, there are times that I want to turn off the lights and light a candle, swing you into my arms and spend a couple of forevers, memorable moments with you that taste just like tomorrow. It don't have to come as long as we can dance like this in circles with you until the sand in my hourglass begins to empty. Can you feel the music? Did you know that the aroma of heaven follows you wherever you go? And as for me, well, I follow you too. I followed you into forbidden romantic gestures that create smiles and lavish love notes that remind me of a tender love waiting for the right moment to surrender to you. Asking you, can I have you? And whisper to you that I need you. Baby, I need you to be my music. And while that wax burns and the piano scapes, create mental memories of forever that you will continue to play long after we are gone. I just want to create moments of love with you that remind you that whatever you do, there's always going to be somebody waiting for you. Just to create standstill moments that will wait for you until your arms to unfurl. Just to come in, be held tight while the rest of the world is in the haze. Because in your arms, you will never understand how long I have longed for you and how long I have longed for your long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses from you that will last for about 3 days. So just come a little closer and hold me as tight as you want. I don't care that there's no music on. All I need from you, baby, is let's make more music. And as long as I have you, the melody will never change. It will always be in an octave above the scales that make all diatonic musical notes look up and say, why don't we play those notes? I want to get that high. I want to play those notes. I want them to dance to that tune. I want to slowly dance in romantic pirouettes until they taste like tomorrow will never come and the sun stays set for just a little while longer while we enjoy what the evening brings. The birds won't sing. The piano will continue to play. The saxophone will play diagnostic notes unheard previously, waiting for you to whisper, I'm ready. My name is J. Rob, the Wise Son, and this has been A Deeper Shade of Soul. Peace.
Oh, have mercy. Mm.
Well, you
know what? You're so smooth with it. And so intentional with your words. It's like you can almost see her standing there. She has some, what I see a chocolate woman. Beautiful, beautiful, perfectly coiffed hair. Lipstick on with just a little bit of shimmer. And one of those 1970s dresses that's just, it's simple but it's beautiful, that one little thin tie around the waist and a pair of just simple black pants, and she's standing there being captivated by your words, just pulled in looking at you. That's what I see when I hear you spit. It's God, it's beautiful. I love it.
It was very beautiful. I have a line. It was a line in there. The aroma of heaven follows you. I'm thinking, wait a minute now. Woo, that's a hell of an aroma, because you want to follow too. And I need you to be my music. And you stated it will last forever. Did you say something like that? Yes, that was beautiful. You know, like Daniel says, you take me places when you spit your pieces, and I can see so much. And then by the time you end, I'm like leaning on my couch, like going again. Well, so it was a beautiful piece, Jay. Wow, I loved it.
Thank you both. I'm going to be doing something really different So the next group of pieces that y'all were going to see, you'll see something real special. Some pieces will have pictures. Some pieces will have moving pictures with vocals. It's all about the slow jam, and it's all about all of you sisters. And anything that can please you and put a smile on your face is what this poetry is about to be about. So I hope you enjoy.
Oh, I'm so sure that I already know. I can bet my life on it that I'm going to enjoy it. I always bet on black, and black boudoir. I'm anxious. I'm very, very anxious, and I appreciate you coming through tonight. You send me with your poetry. Oh, we appreciate you too. Now,
y'all made the Black Boudoir series what it is, so thank you both for supporting it.
Oh man, absolutely, always, man. Look, you're amazing. You are the poets of Epiphany are amazing. I learn and I look up to you guys so much. But I'm not going to get all mushy. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. And you can go grab yourself a drink. Your box of cigars is over there. I know that Kalinda knows what your favorite is.
Yeah, she's a good woman. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, too.
We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
Have a good night. One love and one mic, ladies.
Damn.
Okay.
You know what?
Wow.
Him and Poetic, they come through here with this smooth cut. These are very, very, they're not just amazing poets. They are very well-groomed gentlemen. They got a naughty side to them, you know, that playful, naughty side, but they are so refined. You know, they just get your attention and hold it, and I love it. I love you, man. I love you. All right, I'm getting mushy here. Diva, this was an amazing, amazing show. As always, I love riding shotgun with you. You know, we make it do what it do, baby. Yeah. All the time. So you got any closing words for us?
You know what I do? First of all, it is always a pleasure to co-host with you, Diva. You're right. We do make it do what it do. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just thank everybody who came through tonight. I appreciate all of you. And please stay safe. This world is, I don't know where this world is leading to with all these daggone variants. Just stay safe, everybody. And God bless you guys. Diva.
Absolutely. Y'all, stay sensible. Stay smart. Continue to respect and love one another and get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. That's that perfect love within, and it's always dwelling there. And if you're not feeling good, stay away from people until you start to feel a little bit better, because you hear these germs out here, they just, whoever they fly to and attach themselves to, that's what it is. Okay, so just be sensible, be smart. I love you guys, and with that, I'm going to take you out with this and say, mwah, hurts.
People say I've got my hands in too many things. keeping time with purpose, just as well as king. I toss my head up to the silver sky, and then I sigh. Look at all the blessings. Born in Venice, Harlem, so sweet the sour song. I close my eyes and still somehow I see you're here with me, and you are such a blessing. Got to keep my irons in the fire. Got to keep my irons.